2 weeks ago, my wife and I held our new daughter in our laps at breakfast in a hotel overlooking China's Pearl River. We were leaving for home in just a few minutes, and I found it irresistible to turn Elise Xiaomei Simon's small face toward the river and sing, if that's quite the word, "Pearl River, wider than a mile, I'm crossing you in style today." 20 hours later, we were sitting in a friend's restaurant just down from the Chicago River, and I thought of the part of the song that goes, "There's such a lot of world to see." My wife and I were happy before we met our child, but now we feel we're just beginning to grasp the hugeness of happiness that's possible. Children wire you into the world through veins and chambers of your heart that seem to sprout as you hold them. Adoption has its own emotional resonance. In this case, you fly over the North Pole to the other side of the world and have a baby put into your arms you have seen only in a picture that's about the size of a postage stamp. She cries and grieves for the only life she's ever known. Her tears trickle like small, soft jewels, and you admire her for loving and being loyal to those who cared for her and must have loved her, too. At some point, she falls asleep so that she can cry some more, but within a day or two, she begins to accept the sincerity of your touch and voice, and one morning, you awake and are enchanted to discover that this little girl from the heart of China has a laugh like Jerry Lewis. Traveling through China and coming home with such a treasure also impresses you with the epic majesty and potential of China. We want to encourage our daughter to know and admire her heritage, but we will not try to conceal or sugarcoat the fact that the China into which she was born is an authoritarian state that does not value many of its daughters. Our daughter is a human being, not just a cultural vessel. She's hearing English and French interchangeably and a little Chinese at home. She is listening to Sondheim, Gilbert and Sullivan, Sidney Bechet, and Jacques Brel in her crib. One day, she will hear, read, and watch whatever she wants. She's an American. Shakespeare, Victor Hugo, Satchmo, Satie, Gandhi, Churchill, the Marx Brothers, Aung San Suu Kyi, and yes, the students who stood up to tanks in Tiananmen Square are also part of her cultural inheritance. You heard that laugh, especially the Marx Brothers. Every father in the world, I'm sure, believes that his daughter is the most beautiful, and for at least once in our lives, every father in the world is right.